But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the 13th pick of the 2023 MLB Draft, the Chicago Cubs select Matthew Shaw.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
Fly ball hit to deep left field. This may go. It is gone. Matt Shaw goes deep.
He can play second well. He can play third well. I think, you know, right now, obviously, you know, we're going to give him a long look at third.
1-2 pitch to Nunez. A swing and a line drive caught by Shaw.
How about that? Matt Shaw flashing the leather, pick it, throw
it. Chicago is where I wanted to go.
To have an opportunity like this, you know, once in a lifetime really is amazing. So, you know, I couldn't be more excited about everything that's up and coming.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're delighted to welcome in Matt Shaw. The Cubs prospect joins us now on The Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Matt, good morning. How you doing?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
We are living the dream, and it's going to be a fun weekend for you at the Cubs convention. What are your thoughts about the way you'll be received? You are obviously a top prospect. You're a man that looks like he has an important role on this team. How much are you looking forward to this, and how do you think it's going to go down?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're definitely looking forward to it. I'm here with my fiance here, so we're definitely looking forward to a good weekend. You know, we've already met some of the fans, and, you know, they're so excited, and everyone's excited. So, my gosh, I mean, it's going to be awesome. I'm actually looking out to the Chicago skyline right now. So, you know, I think it's just a lot of excitement from the team. I know they released some sweet jerseys last night. So, everyone's really excited. I'm excited to see the guys. And it's going to be a good weekend.
Well, Matt, welcome to town. And I think it's interesting and exciting for a lot of Cub fans because of what your projected role could be on the 2025 team. We heard coming in you were just drafted in 2023. It's been a quick trip through the minors. What have the Cubs said to you about the kind of opportunity that could be ahead of you in 2025?
It's a great question. Definitely a common question I'm getting is, hey, what are the Cubs saying to you? And my answer is pretty consistent that I hear just as much as about everybody else hears, you know, when it comes to this type of stuff. So as much as I wish I had some insider trading to give you guys, I really don't. So it's really just kind of keep working and getting ready for the season. And hopefully there's an opportunity to play third base. And, you know, it's my job to be ready for that.
So you were the Southern League MVP last year, which is pretty awesome. You're currently number 22 on MLB Pipeline top 100 list. And it looks like there is an opportunity for you to start at third base. At least that is the plan. Are you monitoring what they're doing in terms of different rumors going around? Are they going to sign somebody else? Or do you feel like that's your job?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely monitor. Obviously, I would love to play third base. You sign a big free agent and all of a sudden everything shifts. And that's, you know, that's the nature of baseball. It's the nature of professional sports. And I'm well aware of that. But at the same time, you know, I hope that they, you know, have the same faith in me and that they'll at least give me that opportunity to win that job. So, you know, for me, there's obviously nothing in that I can control. I mean, I can't control if they sign Alex Bregman, or I can't control if they bring in whomever. But, you know, the thing I can control is to be ready for the season and obviously to come out strong here on February 20th when we play our first game and rock and roll. So, you know, that's kind of what I'm looking forward to. And, you know, at some point you just hope that, you know, they have faith in you as a player, and that's really all you can ask for.
So, Matt, you were one of the leaders on Team USA in standouts over the winter, and I just wonder what that experience was like and what you'll remember most, and how much your success at that level made you feel more equipped to handle Major League pitching.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we got to play, you know, the Japanese all-star team pretty much, minus maybe Sasaki and a few other guys. And, you know, I played with obviously some really, really good players, some big leaguer guys that were, you know, on our team. And so it was an amazing experience, you know, being able to be in that environment in Japan with, you know, the fans, and, you know, it was some really exciting games that we got to play there. You know, 30 and 40,000 fans there in the dome, which, you know, is definitely a loud place to play. But it was just overall, it was really nice to get those game reps at third, playing in front of big crowds, playing against really talented players, you know, Venezuela team, the Japan team, and the Chinese Taipei team. So, you know, overall, it was exactly what I felt I needed for the offseason, was to get some more reps at third, get comfortable there. You know, hoping that an opportunity like thus far in the off season has presented itself would still be there by the time the season comes around. So, yeah, that's kind of what we're looking forward to.
You hit 412 in that tournament, and you had a tourney high 14 RBIs with 24 total bases. That's like, I mean, you really went off, right? I mean, you really must have felt comfortable playing at third base to lead that team to a bronze medal the way you did.
Yeah, I mean, it all kind of, it definitely, you know, defense is usually what I'm talking about because, you know, it's something I care a lot about. But, you know, offensively, I felt really good. That's something where, you know, offense obviously has its ups and downs naturally, a little bit different than defense. So, you know, that's why I spend a lot more time talking about defense. But, you know, offense for me, just trying to stay consistent. And, you know, we had some great hitters that I got to hit in front of and behind, which was awesome. You know, Chandler Simpson, Ryan Ward, you know, two really talented players. So, you know, it was definitely an extremely, extremely fun, exciting thing to be over there. And then, you know, the process of hitting is, you know, never changes, whether you're in Japan, whether you're in spring training in minor leagues, in the major leagues. So, you know, just staying with that process and staying consistent was helpful no matter where I am.
So when you were the Big Ten Player of the Year at Maryland in 2023, it wasn't as a third baseman. This is a converted position for you. Just wonder, where are you most comfortable? And could you conceivably, you know, you said it, you never know how it's going to go on a major league roster. It's still the offseason. Some people could be moved. Would you be comfortable playing any infield position at the major league level defensively?
Yeah. I mean, one thing that you always kind of hope is that you get to train there and spend some time there. And that's been the truth about third base, was I've been able to spend a lot of time there and train there and get prepared to play third base, which has been really great. But, you know, I played short in college, so I feel comfortable there. And I played a second a lot growing up as well, so I feel comfortable there. So, you know, I think third base would be my most comfortable at this point in my career, just with how much I've played there over the last year and a half and how much I've practiced there in the last two off seasons. But, you know, I think infield is infield, and if you continue to get reps and get prepared for a certain position, you'll be ready to play there. And that being said, you know, I think you look at our middle infield and you see two of the best middle infielders really in all of baseball. So, you know, it's obviously extremely exciting to be able to play with those type of players who, you know, year in and year out are some of the best defenders in all of baseball. And I really don't think that's arguable by any means. So being able to be with those guys and pick their brain and learn what they're doing, is, is an amazing and super exciting process, especially for a young guy. And then trying to, you know, take that and move it into my game at third base and see how, you know, I can start to grow in different ways from what they're giving me.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
So, Matt, you're 23 years old. You turned 23 in November. You're a very young man. And I just wonder, do you watch tape of any third baseman? Are there any old guys? How are you in terms of your preparation? Do you base your game on somebody that you watched? Is the hot corner significantly different than playing other positions? And has looking at particular players helped you?
Yeah, absolutely. I you watch players like Bregman. I mean, maybe a little ironically, but he won the Gold Glove and he's an amazing defender and a great player. You watch, you know, obviously the best of our time, Arenado. And, you know, the list goes on of, you know, even going back to A-Rod, who is really a better third baseman than I think anyone sometimes gives him credit for, thinking of him more as a hitter. But, you mix that and then with USA, getting to be with some really awesome coaches that were extremely helpful and have, you know, 15, 20, 25 years of major league experience, on the coaching side, which is really special. So for me, that was awesome to pick their brains. And honestly, they gave me a lot of good information that, kind of helped me there was a lot of areas that I wasn't as well versed as I wish I was. But going into that, they started to kind of help me work through some things and add some things to my game at third base. And that was extremely helpful. So, you know, mixing that with watching players and kind of taking all the information, kind of putting it into one plan at third base, because everyone feels differently. So putting it into one plan that makes sense for me, is a process. But I think that especially the USA event really kind of helped take that process to a new level for me. And that was exciting.
So, Matt, if this thing goes a certain way, you're going to be on the north side this spring, according to your best plans and scenarios. So how familiar are you with Chicago? Have you been here before? What do you like about the city? And did you get in town early enough last night to head to Evanston and see your Terps lose at the buzzer?
Oh, my gosh. No, I didn't do that, but I'm not honestly super familiar with Chicago yet. We're exploring today. We're going to a coffee shop. We're doing a couple things. I'm walking around the city, and you know, there's only so much in this frigid weather you're really going to go explore right now. But, you know, I am really looking forward to, you know, some of the eatery and the different places and the history and the river and kind of everything. You know, I think my fiance Danielle and I are super excited about everything about this city. I mean, it's clean. It's, you know, the fans are great. It seems like a great spot to be. So, you know, from what I hear, it's the place to be. So I'm really, really excited to go explore.
Yeah, today's the day. They say it's going to hit 43, which is really high temperature here because it's going down to zero next couple days.
It might be colder on home opener.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope not. Oh, my gosh.
So help us out as we sit here and we talk to you about this. What is it like? I mean, you've obviously devoted yourself to baseball and you're a young phenom, and we know that this must feel kind of inevitable to you that you're going to be there and playing in the major leagues. Do you feel like you're living your dream? Do you feel like this is going about the way you thought? You did, like we mentioned, the MVP with the Smokies. You moved to two different minor league systems in 1 year, and you keep exceeding expectations, and now it looks like they've even cleared out a spot for you to start. And again, we know that many things can happen over the course of the next couple of months, but what is it like for you to know that you've done something to this point where your professional career is now beginning?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what you dream of as a young kid. You know, I always had a lot of belief, you know, that things would eventually work themselves out, you know, no matter how rocky the path may be and ups and downs. And there were plenty, you know, in high school and as a younger kid. And you know, I started to build some momentum pretty early on, which is obviously great. But, you know, as much as you could never ever guess where you're going to end up and what your timeline's going to be and all that stuff, you know, just sitting here now, just a, you know, a few months before the season starting, and, you know, especially being here in Chicago, looking at this city, you know, it's really obviously super exciting. And I feel really, really blessed to be here. And so, you know, there's nothing but good vibes over here and looking forward to the season starting and obviously, you know, I do feel really, really thankful for how everything worked out. You know, for me being in a position to hopefully play in the major leagues with the Cubs, for, you know, hopefully being in a position that there is an opportunity to play third base. You know, I don't think everyone has that coming up through the minor leagues. You know, things happen, you get traded, you know, people come in. And of course, that's always still may happen at times. But, you know, I think that this opportunity in this place where I'm at, you know, mentally and physically and, you know, emotionally, really, is just a really good spot. So, you know, I'm really excited. I know my family's excited and my fiance's excited. And, you know, it's a good position to be in for sure.
Enjoy every minute of the weekend. Welcome to town. And yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun.
Great talking to you, Matt.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. Nice chatting.
That is Matt Shaw.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.